When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
A hose head production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably clones. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Two by 179 nations. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. It is the inventory and control plan of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations back in 1992. It's a United Nations plan. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. And so many of us around the world think that, well, sustainable development, it just sounds so great. Isn't it about recycling and creative reuse and creating energy and food resources for everyone? And the answer is no, it really is not. It's about moving populations into concentrated city centers and clearing them out of the rural areas. All systems have to be brought into harmony in order to control them all. Because when systems don't meet, when they're out of balance or not in sync with one another, they can't be controlled centrally. And the goal of Agenda 21 is one world government and total control from the central unit.
Welcome, everybody, back to the podcast. I'm your host, The Reptilian, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. And for everybody out there, go subscribe to my music on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. It's out everywhere. And I just finished my Fuck Trudeau song, so that should be coming out very soon. And I go pretty hard in the paint on liberals. So welcome back to the show, Tiana, Truth Seeker. We're pretty excited for this. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited.
Yes, you know, the fans responded well, and I just find it interesting to talk to you. You have a great wealth of knowledge when it comes to a lot of the stuff that I'm also interested in, and also trying to wake people up to the truth of what's really going on. So I decided to kind of bring you back on for a like Agenda 2030 UN kind of talk, and kind of to cue people into kind of what's going on in the world.
Oh, it's a mess right now. Like, the world is a dumpster fire, but it's definitely going our way in 2024. A lot of things are definitely coming to the surface. And I think some of the sheep are actually waking up to the true agenda. instead of what is being sold to them. So I think it's going pretty well because we've got those petitions to get the UN out of every country, and other countries are following suit. And now nations are wondering whether they should actually sign up to their I almost said pandemic, but their pandemic preparedness for the WHO, but it is a pandemic.
Well, it seems like the disease X thing is the next push. And then they're going to like, and the whole idea is they're just, they want to keep people in fear. And that's why I always think it's funny. Like I see like a certain, like people commenting, especially more on the leftist side of stuff and being like, oh, freedom. Like I hated that during the convoy. And the fact that like people legitimately have been so conditioned that they think freedom is dumb in some sort of way, that if you don't want government control and the government encroaching on your freedoms, then somehow you're dumb for wanting a free existence in this reality.
Yeah, I saw those people. They're NPCs. They're completely soulless. They're not even like human beings, to be honest, at this point. I think they're actual bots that are being used by the government, because if you ask them, does something feel off to you? They literally make fun of you. I asked so many of these people, like, does something feel off to you? And they're like, that's the dumbest thing you can say. So these people have absolutely no feelings.
No.
Like there is nothing inside of their minds or their souls that is telling them anything except what the TV is telling them. And the minute you go past their programming, they start to glitch out. So
it's 100% programming. I got an appropriate coffee cup because it is a little early.
Oh, you got that? I've got my Texas. It's like,
oh, that's awesome with the gun.
But there's like a gun handle.
That's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. Good for them, because the border crisis thing, like in my opinion, I think one of the biggest problems that we're facing right now is mass immigration in Canada. And then you have a literal invasion of people. And I got nothing against anybody. And realistically, like, I'm a big fan of Charlie Chaplin. He's up there. And he always talked about like opening the borders, so to speak, and having like that. If you have a passport, you're kind of a slave because you're not allowed to actually move freely. But there's a difference between like having a free and open society where people have morals and ethics and understand that. And then there's the difference between people that have been radicalized to believe certain things and then want to bring in their own religious indoctrination and stuff like that. Cause like you have some of the Muslims, I got nothing against anybody, but like they want to bring in Sharia law in like the more extreme terms of, you know, Islam and stuff like that. And I don't think that's necessarily good.
Oh, this is all part of Agenda 2030. It's basically the vaccine push to, you know, kill off a bunch of the population, especially the population that is resistant. I had a video on my first account that got deleted where I pretty much gave numbers of the placebo vaccines versus the ones that are actually supposed to unalive people. And so that got taken down. And now there's actual proof from a whistleblower that worked at Pfizer, and she's got all of the pictures, and there's a video. I downloaded it. Might make another video on that. And then they're going to bring in mass immigration to destabilize the West, because what they're doing is they're bringing in illegals. There are certain families that are legitimately running for their lives. And of course, they're going to be mixed into that just so that they can use that as an excuse. But there are also a lot of militia aged men that are coming in absolutely no families, and they're not running from danger. They're being paid to come in and destabilize, because once you can destabilize a country, you can actually get your military in to push people into the cities.
100%. And it seems like that's definitely all part of the plan. And it's funny because when I was younger researching, it was about Agenda 21, which is kind of funny because, and then people were more or less pushing back even back then. And then it got transformed into Agenda 2030 and the UN agenda and sort of the Great Reset. And to me, they're all mostly kind of the same thing when it comes to the New World Order. Look at that. Look at that munchkin.
That is so true.
But like, it's all kind of the same. Like to me, primarily, like I always heard about the New World Order. And I remember even when I was like pushing at, against like the whole, like the vaccine stuff was going on during COVID. I had a friend and, someone I knew I worked with when I was a chef. And then he's like, you've been talking about the New World Order for years, more or less like harping on me saying it's not happening. And then I'm like, take a look around, man. And then he definitely felt like he fell for it and was a sheep. And then it's just funny because I took him off Facebook and I saw him still going through my stories and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, no, you definitely starting to realize that what I said was probably factual. And I know there's tons of people out there that knew me that are like, wow, like I was right. But I never wanted to be right. I didn't want it to happen in the way that it did. I wanted to inform people that, like, hey, this is quite possible. The government is not your friend. And the minute you think that, then they're going to encroach on your freedom.
Oh, 100%. Like, I've been doing the exact same thing, been called crazy. And then 2020 comes, all of a sudden I'm getting text messages and emails from people that wanted to not even talk to me because of my views. And what people don't understand is, like, we don't want to be right, because if we're right, like, we're going down a road of absolute hell 100%. For the planet. And so, a lot of people started to reach out and they're like, hey, what's happening? What's going on? And I'm like, well, I can send you all the documents, but it's up to you if you're going to believe me or not, and if you're going to follow the rest of the herd off of the proverbial hit like cliff. But I mean, you know, it is what it is, but it's so out in the open now that it's almost undeniable at this point that it is happening.
Yeah. So let's bring it in. The UN Agenda 2030 is a global plan designed by the ruling class to gain central control over the Earth's resources and populations under a one world government. The plan has existed for decades and is in full execution at breakneck speed since 2020. At least it seems like that. The goal of the UN Agenda 2030 is to transform the global society into a technocracy under the guise of sustainable development by 2030. The end result would be a high-tech slave system impossible to escape. So let's make sure that does not happen.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, and I just want to kind of break it down for people that don't know what technocracy is. A technocracy is it's a government system where science dictates how society is organized. The focus lies on resource management and population management on a global scale. The entities that run such a system are technocrats, scientists, the ruling class, and artificial intelligence once it gets there. But you can see people like Bill Gates. It's always like, why does he have any say over anything to do with the population, with science or medicine or specifically health in general? It is so bizarre that someone like him thinks that he has any authority over people's lives when he was just a nerd that mostly stole his way, like he was a thief, and his way to the top and sold his soul for sure.
Yeah, that's where people need to understand what part of cults or secret societies these people are from. Because if he's part of the death cult, he has been taught at a young age that he has absolutely every right to say who gets to live and who doesn't. And they have been taught that through their indoctrination, through their secret societies. And basically, he literally thinks he has the right to say who gets to stay and who gets to go.
Well, that is part of the thing of, like, they're like such narcissists, right? I always call them psychopathic narcissists because that's what they are. They think that they're better than, and because of their blood, a lot of times in most cases, that they are better than other human beings. And they've been obviously conditioned and brainwashed to believe that, or they have entities behind the scenes kind of puppeting and maybe controlling them to some extent. So in a technocracy, all resources of the planet are hooked onto and managed by a technological control grid. Resources, including food, water, land, construction, animals, and people, productions, and living beings can be tracked with microchips and geolocation, RFID sensors, and 5G fluids, gases, and electricity throughout that can be counted with smart meters. So the smart grid knows exactly what, when, and where, and how much you're using. Your access to resources can be shut down remotely. Meanwhile, the governments make it harder for you to live a sustainable life. And obviously, when the resources are monopolized, in reality, they've been doing this for a long time, but it's based on our control and survival. So survival would depend on the whims of the state who control the smart grid. Your access to basic resources for survival could be cut off for not testing or getting a shot, or simply because you voice criticism against the state. And you can see this is where it's going, especially within Canada, where you see that they're bringing in this kind of communistic rule. But then it's like, it is, I don't know. I always bring up where most people, I don't think, know what fascism or communism really is. And I always bring up that they're pretty similar in a lot of ways. You have one person dominating, controlling, well, a group of people over the population, and they sell it like it's some sort of good thing. But at the end of the day, it's about control. It's just far on one side and far on the other. But if you actually look at them from a whole, like from the background, they're primarily the same. They're about control.
Oh, absolutely. And everything that you said about them monopolizing the resources, I was on a podcast with a whistleblower that worked in Silicon Valley, and he basically said that they have counted every single fish in the ocean. Well, right now that they're trying to do that, they have sensors in the ocean. They have literally mapped out every single tree that is pretty much on planet Earth. And right now what they're going to do is they're betting on us. So if there's someone living off grid and they go to cut a tree down to actually, you know, keep warm in the winter, that they will bet against that person to see if the authorities can go in and how long they will like survive. And we're basically being used as cattle on the stock market, whether we will survive or not, or whether we will give in and go into the cities. So that is their eventual plan. Yeah. If 2030 gets in,
I will never comply to any of that shit. I will die on this hill. It doesn't matter to me. So obviously, like, we want to kind of break it down, but I really want you to get into your thoughts about this stuff. But obviously they could have a digital ID. That would be the idea. Maybe a digital health card. The COVID pass was part of it. I'm trying to dance that line, especially at the beginning, of not talking too much about the clot shots, because I want this to go up on YouTube, and they're very strict about how you criticize the big pharmaceutical companies that seem to control and puppet a lot of the stuff that goes on. The digital monetary system, a cashless society, that's why cash is king. And I think people should, not even crypto, because everyone's like, oh, go for crypto, da 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 da. I think you should be going for gold. Gold, yes. Silver. Because that's a real monetary value. Your fake internet shit does not, because at the end of the day, if they shut down the grid for whatever reason, and part of me, I want to know your thoughts about this, because part of me thinks that they would do that because they keep calling for it and saying, and the idea would be that they would shut down the internet, saying it was some sort of cyber attack and that you can't access the internet because it would be dangerous that these hackers could get into your personal information or your bank account. So you have to essentially give up your health card or a driver's license, and you all have to be verified to be able to go on the internet so they can control and know exactly who is saying what and who is doing what on the internet more than they already do now. But then there's part of me that if they shut down the internet, it's going to awaken people, and people are not going to be so consumed by the constant brainwashing of algorithms and stuff like that. So I kind of want to know your take of what you think and if you think they would attempt to do this.
So I don't think they're going to attempt to actually shut down the entire internet, but there has been a huge hack. I think it was 3 days ago, and they basically said that almost every single app has been hacked and the largest information siphoning has happened, and that a lot of people will now have their information stolen and have fake IDs made because of them. So that's how they're going to start. And then it will basically go into, you will have a special ID that is linked to either your driver's license, your passport or something, for you to even access the internet. So you won't even be able to access the internet without this ID. And that's how they will start slowly to get people onto the ID. If they do anything again, like they did in 2020, where it shakes too many people up, it will be a huge red flag. So I think they will try and backstep a little bit and go in with it slowly. And I think it will be via fake cyber attacks, fear of our stuff being stolen, having our fake IDs floating around and so forth. And they already have, you know, like the credit card or credit score system in place, and people don't want to have that affected. And so a lot of people will then be like, okay, well, I'll just have to get this, you know, ID to get on the internet. And then, you know, other social media platforms will allow that. You will need that in order to log in, because the article actually said, if you can do a two-step verification system on all your stuff now, that would be great. And then one of them was a fingerprint and the other one was a facial recognition app. So
it's fun.
You can tell how they're going to play this out, and it's going to be a lot slower than the 2020 thing that they did.
Well, people just got to resist and push back and not buy into the fear. And at the end of the day, I got arrested when I was like a teenager, and the cops already have my blood, which is scary to me, because I was like, they could just fake it and say that, like, I did so and so or this or that. But realistically, right, they're going to target especially people who may be more sheltered. Like, I go to work every day, I have a wife, all that type of stuff, where they couldn't target me as much as I think other people that don't have that kind of fallback of people being like, he would never do this type of stuff, because that's what they want to do. They want to target people. But as long as, like, if you know your laws properly, and, you know, you actually understand what you can be charged with and stuff like that, at the end of the day, they can do whatever they want. Like, I'm trying to get, do you know who Jeremy McKenzie is? The Raging Dissident?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get him on the show, but he's in court all next week and stuff like that. And for his fan base was essentially called an extremist, like, terrorist group for just like making jokes about Diagonalon. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And he's still facing court stuff for that when he pretty much didn't do anything. He just said some he went a little too far with maybe some of the stuff he said about certain people. But at the end of the day, you have freedom of speech. And as long as you're not really calling for the deaths of people, then realistically, when do you start reeling back and censoring that? Because then that's what they're going to claim, right? That you can't say this, you can't say that. And the internet has kind of messed up a lot of stuff, in my opinion, too. As much as I love it for my podcast, it has definitely brainwashed people and consumed them. And I got even consumed by it to an extent, right? Of being, especially when I started, I guess you could say, feeling validated for the opinions that I had, and that I was trying to wake people up, especially when TikTok kind of first started and people were trying to speak out against what was going on. Then you're like, I get that feeling of like, wow, like, I'm not crazy. There is more people that actually see the world this way and are starting to decipher what's going on, you know?
Oh yeah, 100%. But all of these people at the same time, when things kind of get rough, they'll leave you out to dry.
100%.
Yeah, we've seen that with the convoy. A lot of people, you know, after getting labeled a racist, this, that, blah, 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 a lot of people ran back into like their little caves of safety, and they turned on the convoy. And now you can see there's like three major characters, like I call them agents, who are basically trying to soil the rest of it. And it's like, yeah, you know what? These people went out there, fought for us, organized this stuff. Like, I'm not about to turn my back on them just because, you know, the government's labeling us as something that we're not. They can label me whatever. I know who I am. I really don't give a flying fuck. Yeah, to be honest, anybody thinks I know.
As long as you know yourself, like, if people, because I call out mass immigration and I call out Pierre a lot, because in the end of the day, if he is the next one that is selected, I'm still going to call you out for your policies. It definitely seems like the conservatives still want mass immigration, and he says he wants it faster and more people to be coming in. And then there's, I call them bootlickers. I use that word a lot, because if you are bowing down to any authority, any political figure, to me, you are licking the scum off of boots of tyrants, because at the end of the day, these people want control. So all these conservatives, and I don't know, I don't trust Maxim Bernier either, but I do really believe that if maybe people would choose something a little different and stop, I always say you're marching left and right, right into the New World Order. And we've constantly done the same thing of conservative, liberal, conservative, same way with the states. They do the same thing. And if we were to really shift and change and maybe go for a more people's party, even though I don't trust Maxim Bernier, I do think that maybe something would legitimately change. And I kind of want to know your thoughts on that, because like I want it to shake up the system. I want to do something different, but no one will, because everyone's so comfortable in their slavery.
Yeah. And we're also kind of in a pickle because you've got Justin Trudeau, who's completely just out of fucking whack. Like the guy is like out of control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we want him out, and you cannot convince enough people in 2 years to actually go for Max just because everyone's so used to the two party political system. And Pierre's definitely one of them, like 100%. Like the guy's policies aren't any different than Justin Trudeau's. It's just that we will slow down the wheel of heading towards absolute and complete tyranny, right? So the only thing that we can do right now is try and get Justin Trudeau out, step one, and then take over the Conservative Party from bottom to up, right? So put people that we know in the parliament that aren't part of this globalist like shill thing, who can actually warn us in case Pierre decides to go down the same road as Captain Tampon.
It's so crazy. So the most absurd stuff. And that's why if you study cultures like the Great Roman Empire and a lot of those, it seems like history repeats itself. It sounds bad, but everything gets a little gay and people don't know who the fuck they are. And they're confused by their gender. Cause this has happened in history before. Maybe not to the extent of being able to transition into some weird, creature. sorry people, but that's the facts in my opinion, that it was still kind of the same. If you study like things like Saturnalia and some of the weird occult, celebrations that they would have, it is bizarre. It was like, you know, the slaves became kings for a day and they would all like to have sex with kids, weird shit. And now they're pushing that. And it's actually like legitimately part of the UN agenda is to like, even like, I don't know if you heard, I don't know if this is factual at all, but that German kindergarten school that was trying to push essentially for like these sexual play, exploring. And they was what? Like, it was in a kindergarten, I'm pretty sure it was a kindergarten class in Germany.
Wow. Yeah. I have not heard that, but it doesn't surprise me that it's Germany where they're going to start it in. Yeah. I mean, like, cause Canada is the hotbed for the entire agenda. Like definitely we are literally like the lab rats for this entire thing to see how far they can push us. And then, you know, how long it takes for us to push back. So Germany being like the brainchild of this entire thing from World War II with Nazis, I can see that Germany would do something like that.
Because now they've conditioned their people to feel bad and that they have to have retribution, essentially. Like they have to pay back for what they've done and all this stuff. Because it is pretty crazy. And I've read that article from a couple different sources and it claims to be factual. They always try to play it off of this, like, this is good for them. It's healthy for them to explore and understand, but this is how you start to condition and program kids to believe that this is okay. And this happens within the sex trade industry. I think that whole encompassing umbrella of like sex trafficking probably makes a lot more money even than the healthcare system, which is the idea, right? To keep people sick so you can make tons of money off them and keep them taking the drugs. But I feel like that is a lot deeper and people don't realize how many people have their hands in those pockets. Like I think that most of the governments around the world actually help fund child trafficking with our tax money.
Oh, probably. I mean, we had a fire chief here in Alberta 2 days ago that got arrested for like child corn and possession of it. And he was basically known as the, you know, helper in the community and the good guy. And so the amount of people that are into this is absolutely sickening. Like if people were to actually realize just how many pedos there are out there, it would be insane. People would lose their minds.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you see this a lot of like even so I've studied a lot of serial killers and shit considering some of the stuff I do on this show. So if you had people like John Wayne Gacy, he was the clown killer. He was like an outstanding citizen within his community and like did all these good deeds, and they do this all the time. And you see this throughout society is they I grew up living next door to a Shriner. Who knows what he was into? He seemed like the nicest dude in the world. But these people that are part of these kind of occultist practices, they act like they're some of the greatest people that give to the community. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, they're doing the weirdest rituals and shit like that. And
Oh, yeah, because I always say that if somebody is trying that hard to be liked within a community, there's a mask and there's a lot of skeletons in their closets.
100%.
You know what I mean? Because no one, like, I don't understand why anybody would want to be liked in a neighborhood. Like, I keep to myself, you know what I mean? If you need help, I'll help you. But if you're being a dick, I'll tell you off. And I don't even care who sees it, hears it, or whatever. And 100%. I think when people try to be too nice or too loving or too happy, there's always something weird going on, like, underneath the surface of that.
Usually, like, the happiest people on the outside are usually the saddest on the inside. I've known a lot of people that put on this facade, like, they're, like, the happiest people in the world, and they're really broken inside in a lot of ways. And so when it comes to this, like, UN agenda and the agenda 2030, obviously one of the goals would to be to merge man with machine. And that's the idea with a lot of the stuff that's being done to the pharmaceutical companies and what they want you to put inside your arm. And there is a lot of theories and supposedly proof that there is some sort of technology with inside of those shots that you're putting inside your body. And that I've heard all sorts of, like, conspiracy theories, like, if they turn on this frequency, all of a sudden everyone's going to become like zombies. Like, there's so many different theories about what people really did put inside their bodies. And at the end of the day, you should never trust your government to take care of your health, because at the end of the day, that is such a big business. And if they can get a population, the most of their citizens, to fall for it, and they can get some sort of kickback, then guess what? They're making money off of keeping you sick. And it's pretty sad.
Oh, exactly. And the frequency thing comes from the nanolipids. So nanolipids are closed, and anything that can open up a nanolipid is either pH change, temperature change, or another chemical that is induced for it to actually open up. So frequency can actually be one of those factors to open up a nanolipid. Mm-hmm. And let's say they have like 5% of the nanolipids that are pH resistant, temperature resistant, and they can only be opened up via frequency change, then 5% of these people, if they do turn it on, will exhibit Marburg virus things or whatever this disease X is. And then people will actually see people drop dead, bleed from their eyes, and everyone's got a cell phone. You put that on the internet, it will go viral. And then you get the hypochondriacs and the idiots who don't understand how all of this works.
Yeah.
And they will lock us down again. And that is where, like, I'm trying to warn people about all of this stuff, but once a person is scared and in fear, there's absolutely no logic behind anything that they will do. And that is like the worst period to have to go through with the stupid people, is because they're honestly like, they can't think. Like, even in 2020, everybody started like talking, and I told my husband, I was like, do not say anything. We need to recon like our entire families, neighborhoods, and friends to see where they stand, because if we start talking out and they're all in their fear mode, they will actually call the authorities on us and we will get put into camps. And so, you know, you have to wait for a period of calm after like the entire panic mode, recon everybody to see where they stand, how they will react. And then you start giving people the truth and the information, because then they can digest it. But in the beginning, right in the beginning, when people started like saying, this is all fake, this is all, like, I was like, you guys are just, no, don't do that. Give it some time, recon it. The idiots have to relax a little bit and realize that it's not as bad as the news is telling them. And so that is why now I'm trying to prevent people from going down that fear thing again, because if people start bleeding from their eyes and like mouths and they start dropping dead and people are, you know, with their phones recording this stuff, a lot of these other people who we just woke up 100% will go back to sleep again.
Yeah. And that's the scariest thing. And at the end of the day, like, too, like, I always was like more to push back and, you know, I've told you this kind of last time, that I came at things in kind of an angry way, that I truly believe it's like that movie, The Network, that first I don't know what to do about the inflation or the Russians or the crime. First, I know that you have to get mad. And at the end of the day, like, I think love is going to transform this planet, and it has to be coming from a place of love and community and people rising up together. But like, I do think that, I've always said this, you know, I see a lot more women standing up and speaking out a lot of times than I see men. And I'm I'm taking this from Jeremy McKenzie, but he was talking about this where it's like you, give you a 1,000 strong men. Okay, that's one thing. Give you 100,000 strong men, that's one thing. But if he's like, if you have 200, 3,000 strong men stand up and say no, things will change. But until then, like, we need people to actually become aware of what's going on. And I always, because I knew about this stuff for so long, I always came at it from this way of like, how can you not see this? Even with my own mother and with my grandparents around, stuff like that, when I was a teenage boy and my grandfather wanted me to join the military. And I'm like, I'm not going to these death squads to fight for a cause that I don't believe in at the end of the day. And that I even knew when I was a teenager, I was like, they're obviously paying from both sides. They're funding the wars from both sides to bring death and chaos and get rid of a population of strong men so they can, you know, bring in some sort of authoritarian rule. And it was just funny because I was always like coming at it from an angry way. As the older I get, the more I realize that I need to try to teach people kind of like how you do and guide them through this, because I want people to be angry, but then all their anger goes nowhere and it's directed towards maybe even people around them and people they should be caring about and supporting. And that's not what we want. But I do think that if the, say something like Justin Trudeau gets reelected or whatever, they select him again and it gets rigged, there should be an uprise. At the end of the day, like, if we've tried, and I'm not calling for this, but if you try like a revolution with, you know, and it doesn't work out in the way that it should, and you've done peaceful protests or peaceful protests, at some point, the people will have to get violent to change things. And I do think that if people do, if they push us far enough, it's going to happen. But then they can bring in the military, and if they stand by the government, then we're fucked. And, you know, I don't know. It's weird to try to come at this and be like, hey, what do we exactly do to fix things?
Yeah, that's why I kind of keep telling people, I'm like, two big ass guard dogs. if people were to just take control over their own lives, the government would absolutely have no control over us. Mm-hmm. So do you need those new shoes? You know what I mean? Do you need that new iPhone? Do you need that new truck? Because the more in debt you get, the more control the government has over you, because you need that job to keep that lifestyle going. And so I keep telling people, grow your own food, cook at home, do not go out. Is it going to crash the economy? Absolutely. Every restaurant business would go out of, you know, business.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All fast food restaurants would go out of business. And I know that kind of sucks. However, you're taking money away from them. And if you take money away from them and you put it in your own pocket, that means you're reversing the spell, and then you have more control over everything. But the way they've taught us and the way they've conditioned us is to basically just spend, show off to people who don't even care about you. You know what I mean? To have like this status 100%. Kind of fake thing with the, you know, what you drive, where you live, where your area code is, and all of this other garbage. And I think it would start with people having to decondition themselves, and then they'd stop being afraid of the government. I mean, if they took everything away from me, I know how to live in the woods. I don't care. What are they going to do? You know what I mean?
100%. It's funny because I've just recently bought like the bushcraft books. Like it's like a whole series. And so, cause I just generally want to learn. And, you know, I'm a little doom and gloom, and my wife sometimes is like, I can't handle this stuff sometimes. And I'm like, but we have to be aware. I was like, first step is awareness into kind of at least prep a little bit, you know. And a lot of people are strapped because of their finances, because of what's going on in the world and all that stuff. But there is a way to be able to save. And even I'm bad with it because I always need stuff for the podcast. Like I just got a brand new camera so we can start filming some more stuff and maybe doing some documentary style things and shit like that. And then that's like a big chunk of money. And you gotta like, but at the end of the day, did I necessarily need that? Maybe not. And that's what a lot of people do, where they just want to, it makes you feel good to buy new things and to get that new pair of shoes, as you said. And and at the end of the day, people need to learn how to use their finances better, even myself, and use that to actually be self-sufficient. Because everyone's like, oh, what is the solution? But if you like, people don't even talk to their neighbors. And most times I don't want to, because I think most people are like sheeple, and I can kind of see it just on their face in general. But like, if you had a neighbor that had pigs, and then you had a garden, and that neighbor had sheep or whatever, right? You could use all of these resources, but people have kind of stepped away from that self-sufficiency that we had, you know, 100 years ago, you know, kind of thing. And
oh, absolutely. And I've been telling people, like, you have no idea how much people have made fun of me over the years, because I wouldn't go out. I wouldn't buy clothes. I'd go to Value Village, get all my stuff used. And people are like, oh, you're just wasting your life saving. And why do you want to live in the middle of nowhere? That's so stupid. And maybe you should enjoy life a little bit more. And then 2020 comes, I'm completely prepared. I've got all my stuff like lined up, because I've, you know, sacrificed for 15 years. Mm-hmm. While they were going out, while they were eating, while they were partying and traveling, I was saving and I was working like 2-3 jobs. And so all of a sudden people are like, well, how am I supposed to do that now? It's like, well, it's called sacrifice.
Yeah,
and I sacrificed for 15 years, you know, got made fun of, got rejected, all of this other stuff. But I just kept going in my path, because I knew in my like gut feeling that that's the path I'm supposed to go down on. And now people are freaking out and they're mad at me, you know, like I'll tell them, I'm like, you have to sacrifice. Well, that's not the answer. It's like, okay, well, dude, then I don't know, go lick government boots. Like, you know, I can't solve your problems if you're not willing to sacrifice anything. And if you want to keep the lifestyle of the matrix, unfortunately, you're going to be part of the matrix. That's the hard truth. I mean, you know, yeah.
And I'm hoping for I listen to all sorts of stuff and read a bunch of stuff. Like there's I always bring him up, but David Wilcock, I'm almost done his book, The Awakening in the Dream. And who knows how legit this guy is. He kind of seems like he could be part of the inside and connected to the CIA. We don't necessarily know, but he comes at things from a very positive positive way. And the idea is that we're going to repeat these certain cycles, and that if the more humanity wakes up, that then it gives beings, light beings, whatever, beings from other dimensions that are more positive to come in and actually influence us and maybe change. And like, that's what's funny. A lot of people want to wait for like the aliens to show up or the white hats or any of this garbage that a lot of people are spewing. And as much as, yeah, like I do think that the more humanity awakens, if there is a positive entity that are out there that are watching over us in some regard, even if they're spiritual guides of souls that have been on this planet before, I've always said that everyone, they need a savior from Pierre, they need a savior like for Trump, they want Jesus to save them and God to save them. A lot of people do that, pray to Jesus and Jesus will save us all. And I don't think that's true. I think that is up to the people to save themselves.
Dude, I get that on every video.
Yeah,
like, just trust Jesus. I'm like, do you want me to just do every video? Like, hey, trust Jesus. What's in the news today? Doesn't matter. Trust Jesus. Oh, is there a solar flare? Don't worry about it. Trust Jesus. I'm like, dude, that is literally not what the Bible says. They have changed the Bible so much, and they have conditioned people to be these lazy losers who are just waiting to like be saved, you know, like, oh, poor me. No, you're not poor me. You have every energy inside of you and the ability to actually change your life. It's just people are lazy. They have been conditioned to be lazy. They've been conditioned to press a button and have everything done for them. And that was part of their conditioning, was to make people so lazy that they now are waiting for some kind of a savior. Like, you know, grow a pair and do things by yourself. You have every capability of doing it. And I get so many of these self-victimizing people like, oh, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, I have like, you know, 10 kids and no dad to take care. It's like, why did you have them?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What on earth? You know, why did you do that? And so people now are just like these self-victims, like, I need help. I need help. It's like, unfortunately, we're in a time where the strong will survive and the weak will get left behind. And there is nothing that we can do about that. And it's up to you where you want to be on that scale.
No, 100%.
You know what I mean?
And like, that's why it's funny with the people with Pierre. And I've called out Justin Trudeau many, many, many times. But the writing on the walls is that Pierre is up next. essentially. So I always call out what constantly I'm like, I'm joking around doing videos about it or everything. Every time Pierre posts, I'm like, end mass immigration. Just like all, every single thing that he posts, I try to fuck with him. Cause then you see people in the comments that are like, my team, why did you call out my team? And it's just like so weird and bizarre to me. Cause I've never trusted either side. And the more that people label themselves as conservative, as a Republican, as a Democrat, as a liberal, as a they, them, as a communist, as a fascist, whatever you want to like label yourself as in any regard, you are putting yourself inside of a box that then you need to lash out and attack people that are outside of that box. And if you realize that that is the, one of the main issues is divide and conquer, this issue with Israel Gaza. It's crazy, man. The amount of people that don't understand the history of the Israeli government or the people that are in control. And it's not just Zionists. It's a lot of stuff. And it's not the people. I always say, like, I did a video, I haven't posted yet, but I'm like, okay, so if I call out the Israeli government, it's not that I'm against Jewish people or that they're so bad somehow, that the people are bad. But if I call it the American government, then it means, it doesn't mean that I hate Americans. It means that I don't, yeah. I'm not a fan of their government that are like war criminal and like egotistical maniacs. And the amount of people on the Republican right side that are like rallying for like, the Israeli government after all the stuff and the atrocities they've committed. And then they're a lot of them, not gonna lie, are kind of really racist against like Muslim people and brown people. Those people have been victimized for centuries of like and it's always been, seems like it's always set up to blame the brown people. And it's, I don't think that's good.
No, I think they're trying to create a World War III in that area. And so they're trying to condition people. And I mean, I've seen the same thing with the Ukraine and Russia war. Yeah, oh, yeah. The Russians. I'm like, dude, this has been going on since 2014. Like, for the love of God, read something besides what MSM is trying to push on you. You know what I mean? And both sides are absolutely like guilty of this. And there's people in even in the awake movement who are not awake at all. No. They like they think they are. But they are dumb. I mean, it's honestly, especially lately in 2024, I'm noticing that a lot of these demons are starting to get really irritated at those who are speaking out for the truth and really trying to get the truth in. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the sheep from one side to the next side, thinking that somehow that's, you know, fixing the problem. But we've gone through these resets in like in history, I don't know how many times. And people don't understand that, yes, we're going through another reset. And unfortunately, during resets, they take a chunk of the population and they throw them out. And I don't mean like to the garbage. I mean permanently, like, you know, unalive them. And then they start fresh with, you know, a new group of people and they change the history. They change everything. They give us less information and they pretend that we came from like, you know, nothing and caves and all of that stuff. And they speed it up each time with technology. That's why we've seen like people go from, you know, absolutely no electricity in the early 1900s to like right now where 100%. Everyone has a little computer.
I always bring that up. I was like, we're riding camels and horses for 6,000 years. Supposedly. And then all of a sudden now we, you know, within 100 years, it excelled so much and they could say it's like alien technology from Roswell and all sorts of different stuff. But that's why I'm like, that's why it's funny. David Wilcock talks about this, where there is always these resets and how they, you don't know your actual history. And I was kind of going to bring up like the whole debt slave thing, the idea that they've conditioned you to, you know, that debt is money and that this fictional money, this fiat currency is actual currency when it's not. It is the idea of this usury debt, debt money, where they can just hand it out freely. And then the people that actually own the real wealth are in control. And next week we're going to be recording our Karzarian Mafia episode that is going to be fairly long. And I'm trying to really dive into stuff to awaken people because I think that our history is wrong. And I don't trust in either side of the story in any way. And that's why it's funny when you start to question things, people are like, oh, you're trying to say like the Nazis are the good guys. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that we've been lied to on a grand scale of what both sides were doing. It's just so funny because I've writing out an episode about eugenics and it started in like Russia and stuff like that, but it also came over. The United States was doing eugenics practices before World War II. And then it got, and then the Big H, the guy with the funny little mustache, he was like, oh, I like this. And then he started researching into it and stuff like that. And so people don't really understand, I think, their history, and the debt-based money system has been created a long time ago. And that's supposedly why a group, not necessarily a group of people, but a certain faction of people were kept getting kicked out of countries because they kept trying to do this debt money system. And they call it Babylonian money magic, but there's something going on with that, and people do not want to acknowledge that side of shit.
Oh, it's not just even our recent history that we've been lied to. We've been lied to on how we got here, who brought us here, what the purpose of us being here. And every single civilization that has ended abruptly was a reset. And so people are like, oh, where are the Mayans? Where are the Incas? Where did these Egyptian pharaohs go? It's like resets, dudes, resets. And every single time what they try and do is they try and better the system on how to get us completely enslaved, because that is literally their entire point. And our point is to awaken to the point where we are not slaves. However, people have not, I guess, raised their consciousness enough to realize that. I think the IQ is much lower than 100 average across the world. I think
especially recently.
Oh, yeah. I think it's about like 50 to 60 IQ. I mean, I'm watching certain people and I'm like, I have no idea how you even
generation made it past zombie. 20 years old. No.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The newest like communist shit. So I want to like kind of bring in this before we bring it kind of more or less to a close, but obviously they want like self-driving cars. And that's why I'm always like, where you're talking about like, oh, I want that new car. I drive a 300. I love it. A Chrysler 300. It gets me from A to B or whatever. I got it for $3,000. It was cheap, but and it runs well, and I'm just going to run it into the ground. I don't care about what, like, you see these dudes and their Teslas and shit thinking they're cool stuff, and a lot of them buy into this system, and I don't know how it happens, but and it's nothing and not disparaging anybody, but it's usually a lot of East Indian people for some reason that like are bought into this like electric car. Like, I don't know where they get all this money from when they come over here, because I used to work next door to a call center. We had a shop, and then next door there's a call center, and there was dudes driving like Audis and shit for a job that was like minimum wage. And either they're putting themselves in the debt or they're getting a grant from the government and all that stuff. So people get brought into this country and in the United States, and what's happening with this illegal immigrant crisis. And then they're treating better than your own citizens, and then it's like a slap in the face, and people are still like, ah, it's fine. And it's like crazy that people that don't really see this. So obviously they want to control the cars because they want to be able to control where you go, when you go there. And then I'm always like, so imagine the EMF radiation that comes off your cell phone, and then you have these people that are sitting inside of a cell phone, because I think that the radiation from those cars are really bad. And there was someone who was testing it with an EMF radiation reader or whatever of the charging ports, and they like admit like a crazy high amount of EMF radiation, which is like not good for your health in any way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And all of those things that they're making right now is a waste of time and money for people, because you're not going to own a car anyway. That's what the 15-minute cities are for, is to actually get you away from owning a vehicle, have it be so expensive for fuel, insurance, and maintenance that you literally are going to be forced to live in a city. So this whole electrical vehicle thing is just a freaking joke, because they've got hydrogen capture technology. We can run on hydrogen. Yeah. And so I mean,
water, they had the water fuel cell, and like, yeah, exactly. That does exist. A guy got his car like taken away by the government. They ripped out a bunch of stuff, 'cause he literally made a car. There's a couple of people, but this guy was recent, and he actually did a video of like, look at, they ripped out this and that. And it seemed pretty legit, but it, like, obviously, and they want to take people out of like the rural area. So they have to say that they're going to restore the wildlife. Meanwhile, they want to kill a bunch of animals. Bill Gates is bragging about how he wants to like destroy all these trees. And it's just like, and you need carbon to survive. That's how like life is created, through a lot of carbon use and stuff like that. So it's kind of funny how hypocritical they are, and how if people don't see that and they're clapping along like weird seals, it doesn't make sense, because you not understand that like trees is part of how we exist here. And the people, it's crazy that there is kids out there that are like, we got to stop farmers because they're destroying the planet. And it's like, where the fuck do you think you get your food from, kid? It's all that communist generation Z shit.
Oh, I've seen that. And in my head, I'm like, if a civil war were to break out, I mean, you're going against a bunch of liberal pussies. Like, yeah, it's going to be like a 4-hour war with like 9 smoke
people
breaks. You know
like
what I mean? Yeah, pretty much. And so it's kind of like, what are they actually thinking? First of all, there's like a thing that says if you grow your own food, it emits 5 times more emission than if you go to a store and buy it.
That is crazy. That is bonkers, yeah. This type of shit that they're pushing on people. And they don't want you to have private property or anything.
Exactly. So they don't want you to have private property. They don't want you to have seeds. Monsanto already took away all of the seeds. They spray potatoes in certain areas so that they don't spud, so that you can't buy potatoes from a store and then just put them in the ground. So I always make sure that I've got the non-sprayed spud potatoes just in case, like I can put them in the ground and I'm going to have like way more in the summer. Mm-hmm. So they have been trying to control the food source, the water source, and every single thing. But I think they have taken on way too much at once and they think that they're going to get away with it. And I think people are starting to wake up. The ones who aren't, honestly, garbage.
It's crazy.
Like, they're garbage.
You're a useless idiot at the end of the day. So obviously, and it is, they want this collective ideology like communism, Marxism, socialism, collectivism in general, meaning community goals, trump individual rights, community interests dictated by the government and corporations. And you hear mantras like the common or the greater good. Don't do it yourself, but do it for your neighbor. And you heard this with COVID and stuff like that, is like save your grandmother. And like I might have told you, but like during COVID, I said this before, that I wasn't allowed to my family events on my dad's side because I didn't take the shot. And then they're like, you're not allowed to come. And I remember my grandmother calling me like, we're having the get together kind of thing. My last grandmother. And for some reason she's been so conditioned. My cousin, I haven't seen her in a while. My cousin was telling me that she's been like brainwashed to believe that Trudeau is like the good guy kind of thing, which is absurd. But there's this old ladies that think that he's taking care of them and stuff like that. Right. And she was like, you can't come. We're all double vaxxed over here. Da, da, da. You got to be double shot up. And this is a while ago. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm healthy. I'm young. And then she's like, you young people are the problem. And then she hung up on me. And I was like, wow, that's love, man. And then the crazy thing is that the family members are turning on each other because you have the ones that are like, you know, I posted somewhere, it's kind of funny. It's like, if you don't believe people are on mind control, just look at how they're treated. If you question like the narrative and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And I keep telling people, like, detach yourself. You know, family is it's just a word.
Yeah, 100%.
Friends, just a word. Like, if people start being really comfortable with being alone and hermiting and being strong by being alone, that's when you actually gain freedoms. Because if my family was like, hey, you know, you can't come here, which my in-laws are like that, I don't give a shit.
No,
it doesn't even hurt my feelings. No. Like, kiss my ass.
I went once since like that kind of happened, just to kind of be like, all right, let me just bury the hatchet. And then they had like, they're like the family that does like the get together, whatever, lives in a kind of rural place outside of Niagara Falls. And they had a Ukraine thing on their door. And I was like, eh. I was like, to my wife, I was like, look, I was like, so I showed up, said hi to people. They barely even talked to me. And I was like, all right, I'm probably never coming here again. And then it's just so funny because I end up segregating myself in some regard where I'm like, there's things I can't help that if I see family members post, I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like this whole thing of somebody posted no space for hate. And I did this whole call. I was like, there's nobody hates people because they're gay or even trans at the end of the day. They don't want their kids being taught this Marxist ideology and all that stuff. And it's just kind of bizarre that people do not understand that it's about protecting the kids away from some weird conditioning and being able to have the freedom and right to teach your kids what you want to teach them. And that's another thing that the UN is pushing, is to essentially like weirdly sexualize kids and make it like almost legal for you to have like young wives and all this weird shit. And
well, if you look at who the top guys for the UN are, that will all make sense. Mm-hmm. Who's behind the UN? who's the one that are pumping in the most money? Look at what countries they come from, and then people will understand what is happening. Until then, the ignorant will always be ignorant, and you just need to leave the ignorant behind to suffer in their own ignorance. At this point, you're either awake and you're a lion, or you're a sheep and you will follow. I don't trust sheep at all, even if they say they're awake, because they're the ones who, when things get tough, they'll hang you out to dry and they'll go back to licking boots just so that they have a little bit of comfort before they're completely obliterated by the government. So it's kind of we're in a tough predicament. And sometimes I feel like maybe the government is right about purging a lot of the sheep, because those who are awake won't fall for anything. And if they purge their own people, then whatever, less, you know, idiots for us pretty much at the end of the day. That's kind of where I'm at, because it's like, if you cannot see what is happening at this point in time with so much stuff going around, it takes quite a bit of energy to stay asleep. Like, you are basically choosing ignorance.
Like closing your eyes and plugging your ears.
Like, you literally have to be blind, deaf, and stupid and asleep to be ignorant at this point in this time. So
100%. So thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate you coming back on the show. I definitely want to try to get you on again, especially as stuff unfolds. And like, this show will exist forever as long as the internet's working. I downloaded almost all of our old episodes. So it just doesn't matter if they try to shut it down. I'm going to have it on an external source, and I'm going to put it out even if I need to restart, because I'm determined. And we have a lot of fun stuff coming, but I want you to shout out all your stuff, because I know you're working on putting together some things to actually push back against this. I want to attempt to start trying to do stuff like that. Like, my best bet is to make people aware and to do this podcast. And really, I want to start diving down a rabbit hole of exposing a lot of this stuff. We do a lot of funny comedy based dark humor just to brighten people's spirits and to discuss a lot of weird stuff that happens in this world. But I am, for all the fans I've noticed, am pushing a lot to cover a lot of these topics that I think people need to know about. And the solution, one of the biggest things I always say, and I think you agree, is just do not comply. Stop complying. Don't get an electric vehicle. Don't get these smart meters. Do nothing of the sort. Just push back as much as you can. And the majority of people do that, things will change.
Absolutely. 100%. I could not agree more. Basically, stop spending money on things that you don't need and start buying local, start buying from farmers, start buying from, you know, little vendors, but not these giant, huge corporations, because all you're doing is you're giving away your money and your freedom to them, because they're the ones that want you in prison forever.
100%. Tell people where to find you.
Oh, Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok. Sorry, my dog's here. And on TruthSeeker0101 or TruthSeek0101 or my name, Tiana, but that's super difficult to spell. So definitely TruthSeeker0101.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate having you on. And for everybody out there, you know where to find us. Buy merch. I just put out a Fuck the New World Order shirt. That's been out for a while. Fuck the World Economic Forum. That shirt is out now. So if anyone wants that, I'm definitely going to get myself some. So I'm going to start doing a little more political shirts like that. So if anybody wants merch, go to www.strangerupodcast.com. And then, yeah, we have some big stuff coming with the Carcerian Mafia, eugenics, and then we have a bunch of fun stuff also. The Dark Web episode will be out very in the next couple months when my co-host finally gets a mic. My co-host moved out east because he couldn't afford to live in Ontario anymore, really.
Ooh.
So, and we were always in the studio together, and it kind of made a lot of fun, and he was more of the comedic relief, but he had to move out there, and I'm like, get a mic, man. They're not that expensive. We need to start pumping this, because people loved him, because he was the one that like came in blind, doesn't know a lot about the conspiracy aspect of things, and then I would kind of inform him, talk, he would make fun of it, and people get informed while also getting some of like what normal people would think about stuff, you know what I mean, and joke about, because at the end of the day, you got to use humor to get you through all this horrible shit.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
All right, so everybody stay strange.
Awesome. See ya.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.